Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is RJ, and of course, welcome back to another edition of Blog Talk Radio with our host, Giver of Life, which you can tune in every Monday night by calling in at 657-383-0969. Or catch us streaming live on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/giver of life. Access the purple button down in the right-hand side, download, and follow the instructions. Also, after our discussion tonight, if you would like to leave Giver of Life a comment, a question about the show, please email her at giver.oflife@yahoo.com. And before we begin the show, I just want to give you some more information about the other discussion lines that we do have coming on later on. Later on tonight from 8:30 to 9:30, Giver of Life will be back on the discussion line sponsored by PSJ Life. And that call-in number is 605-475-4000, access code 945-830-pound. On Tuesday night is A Moment in Time with Drylander from 8:30 to 8:45. Wednesday night is Belly Chat from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that is hosted by either Drylander or Giver of Life. Thursday night is Passing the Mantle Next Generation, hosted by PSJ Life, or filling in will be Drylander or Giver of Life. The number to all the call-ins are 605-475-4000. Access code 945-830-pound. Also, all discussion lines are sponsored by PSJ Life. If you are looking for a church, I invite you to House of Deliverance at 402 Hargett Street, Richlands, North Carolina, 28574, where our overseer is Apostle Eva M. Thompson. We do have Tuesday and Thursday morning prayer beginning at 9 a.m., Friday night service at 7:30, and Sunday morning service promptly at 11 a.m. If you would like to email the church, our email address is real@houseofdeliverance.info. The phone number is 910-265-7300, and please go and like us. We are on Facebook at House of Deliverance, Inc., I-N-C. Okay? We would love to definitely see you there. And without further ado, here's Giver of Life.
Well, thank you, RJ. I tell you, girl, it's like, oh, I don't know who turned up the heat today, but you know what? Would someone just tell them, you know, like, keep their hand off the dial? Man, it was just like hot. Just seemed like no one even sent out a warning that it would be this hot today. But anyway, guys, you're still a dreamer, hot, cold, whatever. I know you're still looking forward to those things in your life to happen. So I just really want to kind of like, you know, throw something in there to help you to just keep going, you know, in spite of the weather, in spite of how you feel, in spite of how it look. You need a determination. You really need to be determined, really. And it's really, really, and you can tell that it's in you because it's the ability to continually trying to do something, although it is complicated. So determination, it is just so important that you as a dreamer, and sometimes we look at the finished product and we just tend to just take, well, you know, but I tell you, if you ever would go in places like Drylander talks about sometimes, if you ever go where you see people that cut stones, and if you realize that they have to be determined to just continually just determine, and all of a sudden, things begin to crack and things begin to move. So in your determination, as bad as you feel and as hard as you feel like you're pushing, like, you know, the big bad wolf trying to blow it down, believe me, there is something that's really going to manifest out of it. So it's just important that you, with your dream, process of establishing something. You would just figure, am I doing it? You know, look, I'm like, pushing and something pushing me back, and I'm like pushing. And so, really, you might not realize it, but it's establishing something. Anyone can just tell you that I was determined. How did you get there? I was determined. You were determined. What does that mean? I was determined, come hell or high water, snow, sleep, whatever, I was determined. And this is what your dream needs. And for those of you that want to sit down and just say, I give up, look, you need a determination to get up. You know, you just can't do that to yourself. I know things are like that, but I want you to have a determination. And it's in you. It's in you, but it's a choice that you have to make, really. And it's a decision, really. Determination can be a decision of the focus you need to get something done. So you have to be determined in spite of how you feel, what has happened, what you got to do. I want you to be determined. If you want it, if you really want it bad, it's really going to take that. It's really the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. It's just like, how did you do that? I was determined. How did you get there? I was determined. It's like, wow, you know, I want that too. So you're going to have to be determined. And it's really, really. A man can be as great as he want to be if he believes in himself and have enough courage and the determination and the dedication, really, and the drive and the willingness to sacrifice little things in life and pay the price for the things that are worthwhile. It can be done. Really, it's going to take some sacrificing. I know you might think, does it take this? Yes. You have to be determined. Those of you that have had babies, you have to, when it starts out, it's fun. It's fun making that baby, isn't it? That's your dream. And then all of a sudden, it's like more than sickness. You have to be determined. Then all of a sudden your clothes don't fit. You have to be determined because that dream is growing. It's growing in you. You have to be determined. All of this goes with it. It's just like, and for those of you that have had one baby and said, I'll never have another, well, I see three or four. So, it's a determination. It's a part of the journey. It's a part of your dream. It's a part of getting you what you want. And then it takes a determination to to really get at that place where, doctor, did you say my due date? And it was like, you have to be determined. And all of the comfortness, all of your discomfort, all of this, like you're about to stretch as far as you can stretch, you just have to be determined. Just determine that, okay, I'm going to see this through, And then before you know it, delivery day. And from the time you had fun until the time the morning sickness, until the time you became, couldn't fit in your clothes, you were determined, and there sits your dream, that little cute little boy. And for those of you with all them 2-3 babies, wow, you have to be determined to go home and keep, all of them crying at one time. And they grow up. You be determined. There's some people need that determination that just don't know how to have one baby. It's 2 or 3, and you can get through it. And it's life. It's no shortcut. It's no to the rich, the poor, the middle. You have to be determined because life deals with everybody where you are. So your dream needs your determination right now, really. Failure will never overtake you if you're determined to succeed. It's strong enough. If there's the determination to succeed, if it's strong enough, you're going to get there. You're really going to get there. So it's just, really nothing really great. Really, you won't achieve anything without really having a determination to be so. You want to be that? It's going to take a determination. And I know where you guys at in your dreams right now, and some of you are probably there. And, hey, don't forget those that are behind you. Just tell them, look, you can make it. Don't just say, don't just kind of scold them anything, because you know that it took a determination for you to get where you are, okay? So I want you guys to realize that even in your determination, that there stands a spirit to win. Really, and there's quality, and it's important that you just figure in this is what a will to win. Really, it takes a determination. I've looked at you guys. Let's look at basketball. It's like when you want to be, and this is something that you got to really take a look at. We look at Michael Jordan when he was playing ball. It was just an idea that he didn't get too many breaks to sit on the bench. He had to be determined. Okay, we're going to take you out for a few minutes, and you sit here and rest, and then after that, time out, back in, So it's just like with your dream, you kind of like been sitting on the bench, and then all of a sudden your dream called you back in, and it was just like, man, I was just taking, just be determined, because you know what? You're going to win this game. You really are. I don't care if you fail out. I don't care if you fall out or whatever that is they do in basketball, foul out. You know what? I want you to realize that you're getting there. you're really getting there. It's really shaping something. Really, it's real. If you win the game or lose the game, you're still on the team. You know, you got some trophies behind you. You got some things that are behind you that really, you know, have just say, come on, push. You know, just get this done. Okay? So it's just so important that you realize that, you know, really, winners are ordinary people with extraordinary determination. If you really look at people that have won, they have what you call an extraordinary determination. And you have one. I don't tend to sit here and compare you because you guys know that thing about my grandmother. I hated that part of my life. I mean, there were some good things I enjoyed with it, but that comparing someone with someone else, I hated it. But you do have a determination. But there are some people that you see that have that extraordinary determination to where you say, what? You still, what? Like that? So I want you to use yours because it's just so important that, you know, your dream, you know, that's just it. It's one thing about when you are willing with your determination, it will either find a way or make a way. Really, you need, for those of you that that's not determined, well, I just, and how did you, like when, you, like that, your determination is a drive, it's a force that's in you. It's a will. It's something that yourself won't. It's something that you, at least if you sit down, you can say, I tried. You know? And there are going to be times that it's going to be failures, and you're going to have to be determined to get up and just say, okay, let's try this again. So I want you guys to realize that determination gives you really to keep going in spite of the roadblocks that lay before you. Determination, really. And it's a force. It's really a force. It's the ability to try to do something, although it's complicated. It's just so important. It's so important that you realize, you know, this in you. And it's in you, really. You'd be surprised how far you've gotten and just say, what? What does it take to be a champion? A desire, dedication, determination, concentration, and the will to win. And you just looking at the outer surface and just say, well, he's big, or she's tall, or she has this, or she has that. No, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you have. I don't care what your height is, what your color is. You need a determination, you know, because whether you know it or not, people that are big, you'd be surprised. They just figure, well, he can pick that up. You know, really. You don't think that they get tired? So with your dream, it really needs you to say, you know what? I'm going to try this. I've had a lot of no's, no, but it really, it just takes, really, it takes courage and a little self-control and some grim determination if you want to reach the goal. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take a little courage, a little self-control, and some grim determination if you want to reach the goal, really. It takes a great deal of striving and a firm, stern chin, no matter what the battle, if you really want to win, there's no easy path to glory. There's no road of fame. However, we may view it, but it's not a simple game. It really takes determination. So you realize that's it, and it's there. It's all depend on that. You have to tell yourself, are you going to give up now? Are you going to push? You know, and I don't care if you win or lose. It's going to take determination to just get up, catch up, like that, really. Being your best is not so much about overcoming the barriers other people place in front of you as it is about overcoming the barriers you place in front of yourself. Really. It's going to be bare what other people say, because other people are going to say, well, I don't think it should be done that way. But it's, what are the barrels that you're throwing in front of your dream, really? And really, it has nothing to do with how many times you win or lose. It's really relevant to where you finish in a race or whether you break the world's record. It's like you were determined. At least you stayed in the race, you know, and if you keep being determined, you're going to move up and you're going to move up, you're going to move up. So what barriers are you really throwing in front of your dreams? That you know, that little mind, that thing that talks to you, well, you're never going to have it. You need it, but you're never going to have it. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Out of all of life has done to me, I have learned that I've made it this far because I had a determination to get up, try it another way, do it another way, even give myself another chance. Sit down, have one of those talks with myself. Okay, you did this, you did that. Okay, let's correct it. You know, you're still here. So your dream is yet alive. You know, it's yet alive. You know, just take a glimpse at some things and just realize, you know, I'm determined. I'm determined because it's like you're either going to be, you know, you're either going to surrender and live or rebel and die. That's what you're going to do with your life and with your dreams. You're either going to surrender and say, look, this is what I've got to do, or you're going to rebel and just sit there and just say, I shoulda, coulda, like that. Don't do that to yourself. Believe in yourself. And it takes this. You're not, let me tell you something. I want you to tell self, you know, like PSJ Life tells us sometimes. I want you to have a little talk with self and just say, look, don't think it was easy. It, over here, it might look like, oh, she's just up there dancing and she's just playing. Oh, and she has this, she has that. She can tell you, I had to be determined. Because you know what? There was times it was not my time. But now it is my time. And because I was able to come to my time, I had to be determined. So I want you to be determined because you do have a due season. You do have a set time. Life keeps the creator, keeps good timing. He sees and he knows like that, and he does. So I want you to really understand you have a set time. You have a set time to really just got to, you know, you win. Things turn. Things are going to move. And really, your determination is really creating something. It really is because it was like, man, if you can go back in the days and just realize that I just thought I would never grow up or I just thought I would never have, you know what really has gotten you there with those things that you were dreaming of and now you possess them was a determination, really. And you got to realize when it's your time, believe me, things will happen. They will turn in your favor. They really will. Everybody has a turn. I just want you to be determined and to realize, you know, really, I'm there are some things I thought, you know, I used to see other people with nice homes and see this one lady. I would go in, and I mean, I would just admire, this is your shop, and these are your clothes, and you're the boss, and, you know, and wow, and you do, the, you know, and it, the day came, and I was determined. And now it's my store, and I'm the boss, and like that. So it's coming. It's really coming. So I want you to really... Determination is a wake-up call to the human will. Really, it's like your will just like, okay, come on. No, like, come on. Don't give up. Do this, you know? And you can. You really can. And I want you to understand with the determination, it might take, okay, do piece of it. No, just be determined. Just put the puzzle together. There are some, I don't know if you guys, you know, like on your Facebook, there have certain games. And there's a little game that I love to play on there. And it's called Hidden Treasures. It's like it always want to challenge you with this picture with all these things on it. And at the bottom, they tell you, find these six items. You know, and it's just like when you get good at it, they just stop letting you play it. You know, they put something new up there. I'll tell you, well, you have to come back tomorrow because we feel like you kind of beat the clock on this one. You know, and I was just, and it's like, when I go back and try to play this, I don't know what stuff is. You know, like piece of cake, like that. But then now I'm on a game, and let me tell you, it's like, okay, where is the boomerang? Where is the watch? Where? And I'm like, oh, and my determination comes out then. My determination comes out to keep looking and keep looking. And then they have these little things at the bottom that they tell you, okay, we're going to give you three tries to help you find. So after that, it's over with. It's over. You have to find them on your own. That's easy. That's easy. But let me tell you something. I want you to be determined because there are some hidden things that I know you can't see, you can't feel right now. But you know what? You're going to find it. You're going to find it. You're going to make this thing happen. You're going to make this thing be real in your life. Just be determined. Just be determined. And you might say, how do it come, giver of life? It comes with your will. When your will wants to, there's certain things in you will kick in. You want this? Okay, you want to do this? Okay, you're going to do this? And you know what? Let me tell you something. As old as I am, there are certain people that sometimes they'll look at you and don't understand, and they don't realize that you don't understand, but you're determined. That's why I'm understanding how sometimes they used to tell people, mind your own business. You know, because it just takes a determination that you're trying to find this thing, put this thing together, make this thing happen. You want it. It's real. It exists. And just seem like, you know, the clouds and the trees keep, you know, covering the forest that you can't see. Be determined. Just be determined. And believe me, you know not the day nor the hour that, bloop, there it is. Oh, that's what that was all about. So I want you to really realize that determination is a wake-up call to the human will. So it just needs you. It just, you know, that's why, you know, I'm here, and I thank PSJ Life for this opportunity to be on Blog Talk, you know, for 60 minutes. And I just hope that, you know, 30 minutes, excuse me, 30 minutes to really just say, wow, you know, I just thought maybe I had to go buy it. No, you just have to just want it. It's your dream. You know, you're just about bored. You're like, what am I going to do now? You know what you're going to do? You're going to do something different. And you're going to hit at that rock just like that stone cutter. You just hit. You know, you'd be determined. Just determined. If I don't know if you guys ever seen someone carve, take ice and carve. I've seen that, I think, one time. And it was just like, wow. It was just like, what are you doing? But they were just determined. And you can feel. You know, you can even feel your will telling you, what are you doing? What are you're still at this? What are you doing? What's going to become of this? You know, I mean, your will, that voice in us, whatever it is, talking to us about, you know, and it can get the best of you. It really can. But I want you to realize today, you're going to be determined. You're going to be determined. Okay, if you had a pit stop, okay, if you had a, you know, a stop sign, okay, if you had a yield, right now you just need and don't know how, I want you to be determined. Just be determined, because when you become the CEO and you become all of these things that you want to be, you're still going to need your determination. You're still going to need it, because you know what? Your dream is going to challenge you again. It's going to, you know, it doesn't go away. You know, it's just like, okay, when I get there in my this dream, it's going to challenge you, and you're going to need a determination. You're really going to need it. I think the second home that I bought, you know, it was just like, wow, man. It was like, okay, here it is, just the most of the landscaping we're going to do. But there were other things I wanted to bring in. There was other things I wanted to add on to that, and I had to be determined. So even if you go in and here's the structure of your dream, you got to realize, okay, where are we going to put the windows and the doors and the this and the that and the other, and it needs your determination. It really does. And it's going to be days, it's going to rain. You know, I was looking at a truckload of sheetrock that was going into a subdivision to build a house. And in one spot, it was not raining. And all of a sudden, it just poured down. And I'm just saying, wow, that sheetrock is going to be wet. But you know what? I do believe that the person that delivered the sheetrock just realized, let me tell you something, there's going to be some days that you're going to leave with the sun shining. By the time you get there, you're going to rain. And I just, in my mind, I looked at that situation. I say, I think they probably got some plastic. I'll probably say, well, if these two sheets get wet, that's all right. Someone either thought of something to put in a sheetrock. If it got wet, it still can dry and you still can use it. Now, that was a dream. That was someone that just was determined. So I really want you to be determined and to realize that, you know, your determination is a wake-up call to your will. It's really telling you, okay, all right, okay, we're going to do this, really. So it was courage, faith, endurance, determination, really, to really go through all those obstacles to build a bridge. To build your dream, it's going to take courage, faith, endurance, and really determination. Because it's going to be little things that's going to, you know, jump in the way and, you know, do some things, really. And you're going to be okay. It's just, you know, determination gives you really the resolve to keep going in spite of the roadblocks that lay before you. You need that, really. It's just, you know. The only good luck many great men ever had was being born with the ability and the determination to overcome bad luck. You know, and it's like, you're going to get there. I mean, between the time I moved from the north to the south, I had to be determined because it was a culture change. And I did not realize that some of my dreams unfolded here, really. And it took a determination to really leave, you know, what's familiar. It really is, because you have to be determined because, well, I'm not used to this and I'm not used to that and I'm not used to the other. But I was determined, and I'm just grateful that I made it. And it took, really, you know, you read these books and like, wow, this is so interesting. Did this person really go through this? Yes. Yes, they did. And that's why there are some things that I'm really writing in my journal that I'm going to really just write some to some people that are really just wondering, is something wrong? Am I going wrong? Is this supposed to happen? You know, even in a relationship, it takes a determination, really. When others might look in and say, how can you? I'm determined. And they can look at you and say, how can you? I'm determined. Because that's you, that's your dream, and that's what you're willing to just say, this is what I want out of this life. This is the legacy I want to leave. This is the thing that makes me happy. This is the thing I want to create. So dreamers, I want you to realize you will. Just want to, and determination will come. Just want to finish it. Just want to see it done. And believe me, it will be done. And anyone that have accomplished anything had to be determined, because a lot of people that have arrived in their dreams heard no so many times. So many times. They just, oh, you're just not, oh, you're too short. And, oh, you're too, you know, I think you guys see this young black ballerina. You know, I mean, it was just like, wow, man. I'm telling you, just her toes, just to see the abuse, not only just the physical abuse, but just like, oh, no, we don't have black ballerinas. But she was so determined. And look where she is today, with such a story to really enhance someone else to say, no matter what color, no matter the hurt, no matter, no, get the back of the line, no, we don't need you, no, you don't dance enough, no, you don't keep enough, but the yes is going to come. The yes is going to come, and it's going to come, and you have to be determined because you don't know when it's going to come. But it's going to come. So don't you give up. Really? Don't you really give up. Failure will never overtake you if you're determined to succeed. It's strong enough. And it's just like, wow. Like, wow. Woof, like that. And I know you want it. I know you really want it, you know, because it's just like you're not fulfilled. You're not, like, say, happy about something, okay? So, and it really helps you to stay focused, because if you're not determined, it's just like you can literally say and do something like, wow, you know. Like, I don't know if you guys ever been lost on an interstate and you just, like, weren't determined to admit you were lost. You know, you kind of like went out of the way, and you finally just say, I am lost. And you were just determined to just turn around and say, just let me stop and ask for directions or do whatever. So I just hope as a giver of life and at this time that I really just have this time to really spend with you, that I can just, you know, maybe on one of those days where you're just saying, wow, really? Yeah, really, really. So, guys, I'm telling you, just be determined. And you're gonna enjoy it. You're going to write about it. You're going to laugh about it. Because if it's making you cry now, and you look up and you can use it in a story or in a conversation, and it's making you laugh now, you're healed. You got through it because you were determined. Your dream is there. It needs you. It needs you to believe in yourself. It needs your determination. It needs you to just say, okay, really, really, what can I say? You know? And it's just like, really, a determinant, really, when your soul is determined, it will do more than you think it would do. If in your very being there is a determination, and if you can just sit and just say and do, but yet get up and be determined, believe me, you're going to arrive there. You're going to be there. And you, wow, you know. Well, anyway, guys, I tell you, it's the time is really past. But anyway, I just hope to hear be with you guys really on at 8:30, which RJ was really telling you about it. And it's that number is 605-475-4000, asset code 945-830#. So I will really be on that end to really just maybe talk about something different. And who knows, we might continue with this. I'll mix it up, you know, kind of. Really, and just have things really there for you, okay? So you guys, you just kind of like go take a break, take a walk, you know, take a nap, and just set your time on your phone or on your clock or somewhere, and be back with me again on PSJ Life Let's Talk Show at 8:30. And that number again, 605-475-4000. Asset code number is 945-830#. Okay, guys? Again, giver of life. Enjoy your life.